Welcome in to your Sunday edition of Insight. I'm Josh Margolis. Today is part two of my conversation with Craig Mueller, superintendent of Havre Public Schools, which made the decision on Wednesday to go to remote learning for 2 weeks. But at the same time, the board decided to allow extracurriculars to continue, and Mueller explains what led to that decision.
Our extracurricular activities are obviously important not only to the students that are engaged in those, but their families, and I think for our community at large. It's important for social-emotional well-being of all of our students to be engaged in physical activity. In the case of allowing those to continue, we have several programs that have done a fantastic job with following guidelines set forth by the Hill County Health Department, coaches who have been vigilant in ensuring that their athletes weren't exposed to the virus by maintaining social distancing, making sure that mask wearing was a top priority, and frequent hand sanitizing and hand washing. So I think as long as we don't have those cases break out in our athletic programs, I agree with the board's decision to move forward with allowing those activities to continue. What we're going to do is take a closer look at the number of fans that are allowed at activities for the remaining home contests, to go back to not allowing locker room use so that we don't have larger groups in those areas. And Mr. Kessler is going to meet with coaching staffs to talk about the length of practice times.
Is there like a specific baseline for what would constitute, I guess, pulling the plug on an athletics or other extracurricular event, or is it team or group specific?
Yeah, we're going to go with team and group specific. In fact, we talked this morning about creating a committee, and on those committees will be the head coach of each of those extracurricular activities, the nurse, the athletic director, and myself to evaluate cases as they are emerging at each extracurricular activity and make determinations and suggestions with those and make sure we provide that information to the Board of Trustees.
And for this time that you guys are in remote learning, what do you want parents to know most? How can they make, both on your end and their end, make this work as best as possible?
Well, first of all, we're going to provide updates on the district website, so I encourage parents to please visit the district website for that information. We did have some expectations for parents during remote learning that are outlined in our reopening plan, and part of that is to just please make sure that your child is being checked into class every day. We have that remote opportunity so that students can virtually be checked in, and that has to be done every day while remote learning is occurring. That's a point that I know will help out at the building level, and it's important that we're keeping accurate attendance so we know what students are engaged in the learning process.
And that does it for your Sunday edition of Insight. For New Media Broadcasters, I'm Josh Margolis.